Another waiting game on a possible BSE cow. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Late last week, USDA reported that a cow which already had tested negative for BSE had tested positive on a new and different test. Gary Crawford has this update.
An unusual situation with regards to BSE. Back in November, there were three animals at first tested inconclusive on rapid tests, later testing negative on other tests, and just recently, at the request of the Agriculture Department's Office of Inspector General, a different test was run, and late Friday came this news.
We have received test results showing a positive on one animal.
Agriculture Secretary Mike Johann says the other two animals tested negative, so now samples are going to be sent to England for even more extensive BSE tests. Meanwhile, Johann's assured consumers,
there is no risk to human health. The animal did not enter the food or the feed chain.
This new wrinkle comes as the U.S. is trying to get beef markets reopened in Japan and Korea and is trying to reopen the U.S. border to Canadian cattle and beef, but Johann's told reporters,
I feel very strongly that this information should not impact our discussions with Japan, Korea, or Canada.
The positive tested animal was an older beef animal. Test results on that will take several more days.
Market reports would indicate that there is some nervousness, but there seems to be also a number of people waiting to find out what the test results are.
Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagum. The sample from the beef animal that was testing positive on the new BSE test in this country is being sent now to England for confirmation. Meanwhile, on Monday, Shagum says there was not a huge reaction to the situation by live cattle futures markets.
They're pointing down somewhere between 90 cents and $1.80. Market reports would indicate that there is obviously some nervousness about the test results.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Tennessee Farm Bureau members get $500 cash back on a new Dodge. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.